This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
With you. Crank this up for a minute. Don't tread on me. I'm actually feeling unleashed right now. We are broadcasting worldwide. It is a great honor to be here with you. We're already 1 hour into the 34-hour emergency broadcast to defend the Internet, to defend free speech, and defend the Second Amendment. That's what we named it a week ago when we announced it. And now look what we're in the middle of. All Hades breaking loose. I said I would get to a cogent, focused statement about these incredible new false allegations. But there's so many angles, and it's so false. It's just all lies. And then it's Hillary Clinton's former personal lawyer doing it. And then making political statements about how I'm a bad person and I lie on air. And this shows how bad I am. Just saying I'm guilty. Prosecutors don't even do that. They just say we're going to show. And then it's the Garagos firm that are like leading Armenians and Michael Jackson's lawyers. I guess that's what you get for fighting the Young Turks, saying there was no Armenian genocide, and having them try to kick me off the air. God, I got the Qatar money trying to get me off the air. I guess I got the Armenians trying to get me off the air. Good God. It's just unbelievable. Man, I tell you, the Democratic Party, it's just something wrong with it. It's willing to do anything. And I think it's jumped the shark more ways than one. But... very, 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 very saddening. I know there are a lot of great Armenians. They always shake my hand in airports and are big listeners and big fans. And one of the big TV stations we're on is owned by an Armenian gentleman, so they're great people. But I wonder if Garagos and Garagos, a couple of his brothers at the firm, it's like their number one lawyer under them, this Hillary's former lawyer, doing this. And I'm just like, and then I looked at all the facts and looked at the record and talked to everybody and looked at what we had. I'm just like, good God, this is incredible. But I want to get into Trump. I want to get into the latest AI news. I want to get into Pelosi. I want to get into China censoring Winnie the Pooh and the word R. I mean, the letter R. that's coming up. But I'm just going to say this. When I come back, I'm going to be focused as best I can. Have the Ashley Beckford clip of her shooting guns ready, please, with audio. And we'll just walk through some of the falsehoods so that I can have one focused statement. I tried to get in here before the show and tape the statement so I could limit it, and I was busy with other stuff and didn't get it done. So I knew it'd be hard to do it on air, short and sweet, because, God almighty, it doesn't hurt me to have Newsweek say that I've been accused of sexually assaulting a woman or trying to groom a male employee for gay sex. It hurts me that the media is that bad, because the EEOC complaint doesn't even say that. It says he hugged me once. I hugged him once, and he touched me on the back. That's not even true. And then once we were filming the caveman, not caveman, it was the Super Male Vitality. You guys cue that up, the caveman, the Super Male Vitality ad. He's dressed up like a caveman, Shane Steiner. That's why I keep saying it. We're like, why does his muscles look big? He's all ripped. We were like trying to aim the lights in the studio. You'll see the footage coming up. So I go in this editing studio. It's got like four computers. We all go in this big studio. And I pull up How to Like Bodybuilding. So it's guys like in bodybuilding poses. And then I left that day, and Rob came back to work at night, and I heard he like blew up and freaked out. And that's why he later apologized. That's an HR record. We're like, dude, it's bodybuilders. He's like, no, you're grooming me for gayness. Ah, ah. It was just crazy. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Got a lot to cover. We've got 33 hours left in the worldwide 34-hour broadcast that we announced we were going to do last week on March 1st. Paul Revere, Operation Paul Revere 2018, in defense of internet freedom, in defense of free speech, in defense of the Second Amendment. And I had no idea that we'd be launching this emergency broadcast with YouTube trying to ban us, Facebook trying to ban us, the media, mainstream media, Glenn Beck, Dan Rather, Brian Stelter, all over television saying he needs to be banned from YouTube and the rest of the internet because we say he's fake news. Well, the president says you're fake news. Does that mean you get banned? So I really was thinking about what was happening, and my wife said a few days ago at dinner, she said, they're getting ready for something big. They want to shut you up ahead of something really big that they're going to try to do to you. And then I talked to other smart folks, like Mike Adams, and he said, before this even broke yesterday on air, before we knew it had broke, and broke right then while he was on air, he said, they're getting ready for something big against free speech and against the Second Amendment, you name it. So, let me just go through some of the disinformation and lies. If you just joined us, I'm going to move into other big news, but this isn't big national news. And they're not calling me for quotes. They're not going to you're not going to get to hear anything from me other than this show, because this is what yellow journalism and fake news does. They take a Daily Mail article. Here it is. For radio listeners, I'll read it to you. Document cam shot, please. Friday, it says, fired InfoWars staffers at war with Alex Jones. One claimed he was teased as the site's resident Jew, while the African-American worker says she was mocked for her skin tone and Jones grabbed her behind. None of that is true. That is all 1,000% fake. It's like when they tested all my supplements and found them to be totally clean. And I said, watch, they'll just keep retesting until they magically say they're not. And, of course, that happened. We had a separate lab test it, and they said, no, it is clean. They don't give up. I mean, you think I'm going to put out supplements that aren't clean knowing they're going to give extra scrutiny? Plus, I want you to get quality. So it's the same thing. Now, the Daily Mail didn't tell anybody. And I asked the Daily Mail writer, Mr. Perry, I said, you know they're in a relationship. And he goes, well, I'm not going to talk about that, but yeah. And I said, did you pay them? And he goes, I'm not going to discuss that. Well, I go, well, people deny they paid him if they didn't. And I said, well, it'll all come out in discovery then. Because, see, that's different. You can file your EEOC and put the falsehoods there and then have it in the press, but you can't approach the media, have it all lined up, which we know it came before the filing, script it all with a law firm, violate your non-disclosure. Not that they're even disclosing anything true, but the point is that they're going past that. And then pay them. That's going to be the key. We've already got people on the ground. So, it goes on from there. A, I don't believe those things. B, what person in their right gourd would ever do that? In fact, you go in the New York Times, Washington Post, there's hardly any, quote, minorities. It's all talk with leftists. Same thing in Hollywood. You come in here, there's people of every shape, color, creed, sex, you name it. Gay people, straight people. Media always walks in here and goes, half the people in here aren't white. I'm like, yeah. And a lot of the people in management are minorities and women. Yeah, it's just whoever does a good job. That's how we operate. We're libertarians. So they know how to attack us on our foundation. They hit us with the opposite of what we are. By the evening, 3-4 hours later, they had headlines out saying that I sexually assaulted her. So they take one group of disinformation, and then it turns into sexual assault. So let's go over just some notes I wrote this morning that are the facts, because all of this is absolutely not true. They couldn't get me to say it was true, so they called my dad in another building that deals with supplement and the HR over there, and he's like, I don't know anything about it, but, you know, they're pretty nice, like a locker room sometimes, but blah, 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 so they could then act like somebody said there might be something. That's the one thing that got me mad. And I got mad yesterday when I was sitting there reading that. The charges made against myself and InfoWars, my two former employees, are a compendium of lies and false information and twisting. We knew this was coming. This is how Hillary Clinton strikes back. This is why people fear her. And it's her main former lawyer, says it on the website, Ben Maselis, who says I'm a bad guy and this shows it and that I'm a liar on air in the statements to the Mail. So this is how angry the Democrats are. So it goes on. This is the West Coast attack. I told you months ago we have Hillary's law firm, and I can't disclose the details yet, but I will soon, on the East Coast that we're engaged with. So West Coast, East Coast, it's called a pincer attack. Continuing here. Newsweek, CNN articles. In the week leading up to this calculated attack, there have been public efforts by deep state to pull down our YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, so that we could not respond to these attacks when they hit. But they failed. And that's in Bloomberg today, that they admit that it was fake strikes and that they were removed and that it was fraudulent. And then I did not say that the students did not die. I did not say they were crisis actors. That's Bloomberg. YouTube's new moderators mistakenly pull right-wing channels. And then The Verge also reported that they restored InfoWars. Fake. But at least two publications admitted. They said it was a mistake. Yeah, right. Continuing. There has been a public campaign by MSM for us to be banned off of the Internet. The EEOC complaints that have been filed are filled with vicious lies and fiction. So transparent, via Russiagate, they say that they witnessed Daria, who doesn't want her last name said on air, but she was in Army Special Operations. They said that Jones would meet to get orders from his Russian operative. I mean, you can imagine Democrats are sitting around, and they're like, he said anti-Semitic stuff. He hates black people. And there's a Russian there running it all, because out of 110 people, we have an Army veteran who is Russian. Think about that. And then it goes on from there. And, of course, MSM's favorite false charge of anti-Semitism, which, again, is totally completely false. David Duke was on in a heated debate where we were fighting with each other and I was disagreeing with him. And Jacobson said, we have three Robs. He says he's anti-Semitic. I called him Jacobson too. People call me Jones in the office. That's in there too. He said, I want to get on and debate him and, you know, explain to him I'm Jewish. This is a lie and I'm not running things. And I said, sure, buddy, come on. He turns that in the complaint and says that without his permission, I said he was Jewish. I have all the affidavits, all the witnesses. When you came storming in saying, I want on air, and I put you on air, Rob, to disagree with David Duke, who I disagreed with, and to have you I'll be able to confront him. And he goes, I will speak to the Jewish individual. And then you made a joke out of it. And then you say, we called you the Jewish individual. Shame on you, Rob. Shame on you. I know your parents. They're good people. You're better than that, Rob. Shame on you. And, of course, MSM's favorite false flag, anti-Semitism, is totally bull. Looking up lighting for a bodybuilder on a multi-shoot we were doing in the office, and we went into, again, the main editing room where I had a computer, Rob had a computer, and others had computers, and I Googled how to light a bodybuilder because Shane didn't look as big as he does in person with the lighting in here. And then we leave that day. Rob goes in and sees bodybuilders on the computer, runs over to HR, screams and yells. We have this all documented. He then apologizes when they go over and look at the computer, and it's bodybuilding, and the search says how to light a bodybuilder at our office for a bodybuilding shoot. I'm just showing you on video. And he flipped out at that. That's grooming for gay sex. He says that. He felt that was grooming him for gay sex. Well, here's the deal, Rob. I'm into girls, not guys. Okay? And everybody knows that. So I think you flatter yourself a little too much there. But hey, you're the one defaming me. You're the one.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Here I come now, baby. Okay, so I'm going to finish up with this segment, get into a bunch of the news in the next segment, but we've got a short-time employee, Ashley Beckford, I guess sure less than a year, and then you've got Rob Jacobson, who's been here like 14 years. He's been to probably four or five of my Thanksgivings. And he's been to Christmas over at my house. I've been really good friends with Rob. Been to movies with him, hung out with him, been on road trips. And I'm not going to get into personal stuff about Rob. Yeah, I know it's the lawyers, the Democratic Party, and things that are going to have to be dealt with. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton's main lawyer who has filed all this. I want to think it was when Ashley and he got together. We knew about it. People saw him out at restaurants, saw him together at his apartment. We knew about it. We just kind of ignored it. But then she didn't really like Trump. I don't think she liked him from the time she got here. I don't know if this is part of the infiltration, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and groups talk about the Media Matters, you know, brag how they're going to infiltrate media. But they got together. We kind of turned a blind eye to it. We weren't sure until after they left. And I let her go, and he got really, really, really upset. And that's in all the HR files, why that all got documented, and that'll come out. And then once it's in a lawsuit, once it's there, we can give you all that stuff. And it's pretty powerful information. And if they wish to start saying more stuff, I think we're going to go ahead and just bring it all out here. Like, I'm real close to it. Might do it today. We'll see. Because I'm not going to just sit here while I get crucified in the media. This could really give the mainstream media a big bloody nose if we release all this. I mean, I just am such a private guy, and I have such a heart that even though I've been lied about massively, I have a tendency to just hold back. But continuing, looking up lighting for a bodybuilder on a multi-use room with a bunch of terminals in the office that I shared with Jacobson for editing and other employees. We looked up how to light bodybuilding. And he ran over to HR. They came over because I was already gone. They went in. They're like, Rob, this says bodybuilding. This is bodybuilding. They said a bodybuilding shoot. And he apologized, and that's on record. And it even says that in the news reports. So that, and then it says, though, he felt like it was gay grooming. So then Newsweek takes bodybuilding in a building with probably 50 editing computers, with a shoot for Supermel Vitality, with a weightlifter, my friend Shane Steiner, you all know him, famous country singer, you name it, his brother's world champion rodeo, so is his dad, good family friends, and Shane's friends with Rob, too, has known him for 14 years. It's just bizarre. That is now, but the news never says that, it's just Newsweek says grooming gay people for gay stuff, this is how they operate. We have free concealed carry classes several times a year, but it was originally at her request. We've since done them a few other times, and there is no open carry in the office. But they say there's open carry. She's anti-gun, but we're pro-gun, and it intimidated her. And this is just crazy. And then we'll get to some of the other points. But let's go to a special report with Ashley Beckford, who got hired as just an intern, and we said, hey, you want to be on air? And they gave her two raises, and it says in there, we were bad, the raises weren't big enough. So my lawyers are very confident. They say none of this even makes sense. I talked to folks about the supposed image of a Hasidic Jew with Rob's face on it, and they said, yeah, no, Rob had that on his computer, and we asked why, and then Rob pulled it off his computer. And that was right before he left, see, so you can see what's going on here. Let's go ahead and go to this part of this special report with Ashley Beckford. Here it is. Ashley shooting a Glock. Radio listener. She's got her Infowars.com Trump for President shirt, or Hillary for President shirt. Hey, guys, give me the date of this report. What is this, mid-2016?
I'm Ashley Beckford reporting for Infowars.com. As we know, guns are severely demonized in our society. In fact, Chris Hayes from MSNBC recently said that he was glad that the terrorist who bombed Chelsea did not have a firearm because the carnage would have been much greater. What a joke. As we know, we've seen so many incidences where people with Islamic backgrounds have been procuring firearms and then using them to inflict deadly carnage. They've been attacking people from San Bernardino, quote, workplace violence to the Orlando nightclub shooting hate crime. We have people all over the country and all over the world who are attacking people with guns. That's why I realized in order to be a true feminist, I had to learn to protect myself.
Now, she says that it was a culture of guns that intimidated her, and we have emails where she requested, and others requested, the free class. By the way, taught by a black firearms instructor is our good buddy. Mr. Cargill.
In this uncertain world, I knew that I needed to take advantage of the Texas laws and go ahead and get my concealed handgun license and my license to carry by going ahead and going to Central Texas Gun Works. Met Michael Cargill. He's a friend and fan of the show. And it only took one day. It only took a few hours for me.
She says in there that we were white supremacists. She also said that on her Facebook. And by the way, Ashley, we saved all that stuff here later on Facebook before you followed this. And Rob, we followed and we got all the other stuff off your Facebook before you deleted it. It's all saved. We're not stupid. We figured it out about a month before, Rob. And we figured this might get pulled, Rob. And so, don't know how it's going to go for Hillary's former top lawyer, Ben Marcellus, who brags on his own law firm website about this. I can't look at any more of it. Can we play the Super Male Vitality ad, though, from 4 years ago with Leanne McAdoo, who wanted to be in the shoot, wanted to be in the caveman shoot? There's this new thing where women are in movies. Leanne's not saying this. Women are in movies, and they say kissing scenes are now assault. But you sign on, you do a kissing scene, you do a whatever. This is a caveman running off with the women. You know, fine. Fine. And this is the recruiting, this is grooming for gayness. This is where that came from, in that Shane didn't look as big under her lights, so we do lighting right here. We tried to light things to make his muscles look like they really look, but it didn't work. So he didn't look as big as he is, even though he's huge. So let's go ahead and go to that footage.
Unprecedented. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see what happens right now.
Oh, my God! What the hell?
Wait. Get out of here. Cut this down. This is not safe. This is not. Hold on. Settle down. Get another doctor. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with him. Help him. Ladies and gentlemen, we did not intend for that to happen. I take it personally. Do not have those problems. Again, these are authorized herbs, well known to be safe. Please, doctor, wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to cut to commercial for just a moment. Cut. Get everybody out of here.
Superman. That is grooming for gayness. I mean, unbelievable. This is unbelievable, this info. And I can't believe the Clinton-connected lawyer would do this. It's crazy.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is on record last year on our broadcast predicting that white farmers would have all their land taken in South Africa, that similarly has been done in many other areas of Africa. and that now they're going beyond replacing apartheid with an apartheid state where whites are treated unfairly, but where whites are actually killed. And the new president's saying, we're not going to kill all the whites yet. He just made that statement yesterday. In other statements, the new president, communist president, talks about how they are going to take their land. And so last year our guest warned that soon that the old president would be taken out of power for corruption and the new president would indeed do this. So we're going to be going to Simon Roche here in just a moment and breaking that down. But first, we told you that they were falsely claiming that we were bullying children and engaging in all these activities on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, where we were being restricted and banned. CNN was running operations to have us banned. Bloomberg is now reporting that YouTube said that the strikes were false and have been removed. Also, The Verge is reporting that the strikes were removed, that they were fraudulent. Mistakenly shut down. So we're going to be going over all of that today. It's hard to look at the Daily Mail the same now, though, because they do a lot of good stuff. That's why I was shocked when they went with that fake EEOC complaint that I already went over earlier. But let me just finish up with that. My lawyers have looked at this and said the complaint is so contradictory and poorly written that it must be a publicity stunt. But I don't think Ashley and Rob know that. And again, she claims I hugged her, and the media says it's sexual assault. And you know, quite frankly, she was very touchy-feely, as everybody is going to testify. This is the truth, and I am not. So, it's just unbelievable. Like, saying you hug somebody is now sexual assault, according to Newsweek and the rest of it. They're coming after us. It's like they're coming after Trump. And Trump is now backpedaling on the Second Amendment. It is amazing. Meanwhile, You know, I'm not even going to play the race card in my defense because just none of it's true anyways. I'm just not going to go there. But it's a tactic Trump says. I'm not going to go there, but then he always goes there. I'm the same way because I can't help it. I think about it. It's like when I say I'm anti-communist Chinese, I say I'm anti-Asian. My sister's Korean adopted. I love her. She's my blood. She's my family. She works here, by the way. She's a great photographer and great videographer and great researcher. She's Korean. She's my sister. And, you know, my ex-wife's family were not practicing Jews, but they were liberals, and I just liked my ex-wife, and I didn't even really think about the fact that she was Jewish. That's how blind I am to that type of stuff, and then what it means for my children and everything else, and all the white supremacists hating me and everything else, and that just shows how sick this is that now the media says I'm an anti-Semite. That's why I'm pro-Israel. That's why I've been defending Netanyahu, is because I'm an anti-Semite. I mean, it's the left and the self-loathing Jews that use all this anti-Semitism crud everywhere, and it's crazy. And I'm not saying Netanyahu is perfect either, neither is Trump, but he's nationalistic. The globalists are trying to bring him down. And so it's just mind-blowing to watch this happen. And look, my ex-wife's mother was Jewish. Her dad wasn't. But it doesn't matter. That makes her Jewish. And you can then argue, since she's a mother, that I guess Israel would accept my kids. But they're just red-blooded Christian Americans. But I'm not ashamed of their Jewish heritage. But I'll tell you this. It takes a lot of baggage with it. I've gotten a lot of hate for it. And then to get hate from leftist groups that know the truth is just the Nazis are bad and the leftist groups are just as bad. They're all bad. Soros is a Nazi collaborator that helped round up thousands of his fellow Jews, and then he has groups saying, I'm a Nazi collaborator, when he's a Nazi. I mean, it just shows how reprobate and bankrupt the leftists are. And she's my ex-wife now. And, you know, it's my my new wife. Her pedigree's German, three-quarters German, from Omaha, and a quarter Irish, and I'm proud of that background. And the anti-Semites call her a call her Jewish and everything else. And if she was, I'd be proud of it. But no, she's got a noble nose, but she's not Jewish. So, you know, that's what all this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. And it just is insane. It's absolutely insane. And I'm just trying to have free market and restore the country, and they're using race politics and race war politics, and everywhere the left's in control, by the time they get into the final equations, they always kill anybody that's free market, kill anybody that's Christian, and kill anybody that's white, and it's happened in five different African nations the last 30 years, and now, as it was predicted, it's happening in South Africa. Can we look at the date of when our guest was last on? When we come back, I'm going to go to him for several segments, but I need to just say this right now, and then briefly, they just corrected me. I'm so used to going on at 11 a.m. We do 24-hour broadcasts for longer ones, and then David Knight's on for 6 months doing a great job with his broadcast, 8 a.m. every morning with David Knight Show. That's some trademark issues. We're going to call it David Knight Show starting soon or something else. We're calling it Real News. The point is that some Democrat groups trademarked that and suing us. That's another little side issue I didn't tell anybody about. In three of the suits, it's Clinton lawyers, and they admit they are. And then I got little messages like, back off, buddy. It's going to get a lot worse. And I wanted to say this. In fact, take this clip and put it on the front of segment 2 and 3, because I want this up front. I'm not changing course. I'm not backing down. I'm not giving in. There's nowhere I want to be more than right here in this fight for America and for justice and for truth. You guys want to be the lie. You want to be involved in deception. All you Clinton operatives and lawyers and people want to sit here and play these games. I know our listeners want justice. They want the country back. They want the world back. And I believe in our listeners. And I believe they're going to financially buy our products and spread our articles and videos and know that you're trying to shut us down, as CNN and others have openly said they're trying to do, and that the Streisand effect is going to blow up in your face. And I know there's providence, and I trust in God. Whatever happens is in God's plan. But I actually feel good doing this because it confirms how bad you guys are and how deceptive you are and how just absolutely willing to do anything you are and how much we've got to fight you. So I thank God, and I ask for providence, and I thank God for this great crew and the rest of the people here that have stood strong. Everybody in this office got calls from BuzzFeed and all these groups, and none of them would make anything up, even though Mike Adams was offered $50,000 last year, who contributes here and has a big office in Austin. $50,000. I think he's ready to go public with who did it, by the way, which publication. We're gonna take the gloves off, okay? And we're doing some investigations and all the rest of it. But if people want the gloves off, baby, you got it. And how strong our punches are politically is up to you. So InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 80% off. We've never had a sale this big. 50% off the new best source fiber we've got from all these cranberry and other fruit fibers that are the very best. Just high-quality products, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, water filtration, air filtration, storable food, books, videos, Patriot apparel, Operation Paul Revere, save free speech, save the Internet, save the Second Amendment. We had this planned for a week, and what a perfect day to be doing this right now than with all of you. So InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And we also put up the donate page. I want to put up a big donate button, actually, right there on the front. We're going to do that. I mean, you can find the donate page, but where is the link? I'm trying to find it. We're going to email it out to everybody that signed up for the newsletter that's free at InfoWars.com/newsletter. No, I know that's the donate button. I'm saying, where on InfoWarsStore.com is the link? Because we need to make it easy to find on the front page. That's what I'm saying. I wanted to pop up for that for everybody. That's what I'm getting at. We'll be right back. Thank you for your support. You'll decide whether we survive and defeat the globalists or are destroyed.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Malema, about 7 months after our guest joined us to warn of this, he said he would do just this, and we're about to go to our guest. This is what he's now saying about taking the white people's farmland, which, by the way, is the most productive and employs the most people, and when they took it in five other African nations, and they totally collapsed into cannibalism, just like Venezuela, you can't call people dying from starvation saying they died from starvation. Here it is.
The expropriation of land without compensation is envisaged as one of the measures that we will use to accelerate redistribution of land to black South Africans. We will need to determine collectively how we can implement this measure in a way that promotes agricultural production, improves food security, advances rural development, reduce poverty.
All right, let's stop right there before I throw up. We have another clip where they talk about we're not going to kill all the whites yet. Everywhere else this happens, I mean, I just don't know why they don't just get secret technology from Wakanda. But what's happening is they want to kick the Wakanda technology out. They want to kick the Dutch and British Afrikaners out of the country. And, you know, the problem is the West didn't let those poor folks get out. So it looks like increasingly they're just being murdered. And joining us is Simon Roche. Thank you for coming on. Again, the websites are SUID Landers, SUIDLanders.org, and Free, STARTR. Tell folks how you best pronounce those. You've got all the videos, all the articles, the videos of white farmers being murdered, the media celebrating it. They celebrate cops being killed here. This is what the Marxists do everywhere. Give us a report since you joined us last year, and what you predicted has now come true. He's now president, and he's now calling for your land to be taken, and we'll play the clip coming up. He says, you know, he's not going to kill you quite yet, though, so he's being liberal. You should thank him.
Yes, well, Cyril Ramaphosa, the guy that you just featured in your clip, is the new president of the Republic of South Africa, and shortly after gaining the presidency, he made it very clear that land expropriation without compensation, and this is vital for people to know, but not only land, as in farmland, but white-owned property will now be subject to expropriation. And 2 days ago, the Parliament accepted a motion to initiate a process to change the constitution of the country so that this can go ahead. The motion proceeded with 241 votes to 83. So there was overwhelming support for it, and clearly we are now entering that phase where white-owned property, as it has been defined, not merely land, especially land, but not merely land, white-owned property will now be confiscated or expropriated without compensation.
And by the way, you corrected it when I had you on. The president called for the confiscation without any compensation of white farmer land that produces, I know, the majority of the food. And we'll talk about those numbers in a moment. He's saying take the land without compensation. It's Julius Malema, the communist leader, who says we're not going to kill you quite yet. So you've got the good cop who says we're going to take your land. The bad cop says we're going to kill you. Let's go ahead and play Julius Malema. Here it is.
We, the rightful owners, our peace was disturbed by white men's arrival here. They committed a black genocide. They killed our people during land disposition. Today, we are told, don't disturb them. Even when they disturbed our peace, they found peaceful Africans here. They killed them. They slaughtered them like animals. We are not calling for the slaughtering of white people, at least for now. What we are calling for is for peaceful occupation of the land. And we don't owe anyone apology.
Yeah, first we take your land, then we kick you off the internet like Hitler did the Jews, then we kill you. And I forget the numbers, but guys, can you look it up in the World Almanac online? I want to say Africa's population is 50 times what it was when colonization started 400, 500 years ago. I mean, the West has brought nothing but overall good. Just like America's, when you got here, the natives would kill you if you didn't help fight the other natives. They were always killing each other. Just like Europeans before the Renaissance were killing each other. This idea that everybody's so loving in Africa, the Africans were saying, you buy slaves or we're going to kill you. Because that was the main business, was blacks selling blacks. And then the Arabs came in and did it. The blacks were all for it because that was their main business. We'll also roll some of the footage of what's going on, the attacks on whites, the burning of buildings, the burning of infrastructure, because it's this thing that the leftists do here and happens in Africa as well, just burn the infrastructure down and knock your electricity out. Why do folks do this, and why is it escalating?
It's escalating because the government has failed to deliver on anything that it's promised over recent years. The government has been in power now for almost 24 years, that is to say the African National Congress Party of Nelson Mandela fame. In 24 years, the life expectancy has declined by at least 4.3 years, which is almost impossible to do, but it has been done. And indeed, if you follow the statistics of the United States Census Bureau, released in late 2016, then the decline in age life expectancy is far greater. It's approaching 10 years. The unemployment rate, the official rate is 38.1%. The unofficial rate is obviously far higher and more realistic. At the recent United Nations AIDS conference held in South Africa, Global AIDS Conference, it was revealed that 19%, so one in five practically, of all AIDS cases in the world is in South Africa. It's a shambles. It's an absolute shambles. I live in a little, very small village on the banks of the famous Orange River, named for Prince William of Orange, the Protestant chap who stood against Spain. And we have recently discovered that our African National Congress municipality has lost 7 million rands worth of money that was paid for electricity.
And let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. Rhodesia, then Zimbabwe, all these other places, the Congo. First they nationalize, then they make the whites keep working on the land, then they kill them, then everything collapses, then they have multi-billion, you know, famous inflation. Why is Africa so corrupt once the evil colonists are kicked out? Then you should have, you know, Wakanda. It should be like spaceships and, you know, the vibranium and everything, which would be great. I mean, I love Africa. It's a beautiful country. I mean, a continent, a lot of beautiful countries. I want them to do well, fellow humans. But this thing about get the whites out that brought the civilization, why does it then recede back into total barbarism and everybody's starving, but the, you know, the president's son has 100 Lamborghinis?
Let me put it to you this way. Shortly after that chap, Cyril Ramaphosa, our new national president, was elected the president of his party prior to becoming the national president, he and a group of senior people went to Nelson Mandela's grandson, who was a traditional leader, as a chief. And they sought permission to go to Nelson Mandela's grave to shake his bones. That is to say, to invoke the ancestral spirit of Nelson Mandela to reinvigorate the African National Congress Party. And that is indicative of the gulf between one culture and another. They're so far apart that they're irreconcilable. It's just as simple as that, Alex.
Well, why not evacuate? I mean, because they're just, it's gonna, you're, they're gonna get killed. I mean, why not just evacuate?
No. Our forefathers built this land with faith in God, blood, sweat, and tears, Alex, and they built something beautiful. We will not go. We will not capitulate to the face of barbarianism. It's an unacceptable proposition. We will stand here.
We don't want everybody to die. We don't want everybody to die, but they're going to die. They're going to kill you and then kill themselves. You can't help them. You're standing in the way of Wakanda.
We are going to stand if we are the last Christian nation in the history of the world that stands for Almighty God. We will stand and fight and die here. Watch us.
No, I actually respect that and I understand it. And I know what you guys have been through. It's been hellish. I mean, you've been really good to the locals, built everybody up, population exploded. And there's a lot of black folks that actually don't want to see everybody go, but, you know, they get killed and hacked up. Don't they? I read about it all the time that the blacks that want to work with everybody, they get killed, don't they?
Yeah, it's a very, very big problem. That factor is referred usually as intimidation. So in other words, anybody who doesn't toe the party line gets chopped to pieces. There are tens of thousands of examples.
Didn't Winnie used to hang the gasoline tires on little kids' heads? Her favorite thing, she said, was hearing little kids' heads pop. And they like to do that. The necklacing is what it's called. It's very liberal. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.